Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. May the peace that only God has be with you. This is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, author of the ever popular self-help book called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. And this is my weekly series we're doing on relationships. And for you regulars, you know, I had an earlier series on addictions and recovery, since that's the main area of mine also, since I went through that myself. And the book Reconnected I have here covers relationships too, and so we're doing a series on that right now. Yeah, relationships. Very, very important. Last week we talked about communication and listening skills. And we're going to start with that today. Now, first I'll tell you about the book for those who might be listening to this for the first time. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to a Child Self is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble on the in the paperback and e-book versions if you have a Nook or a Kindle. And because of this and because it's on the Barnes & Noble catalog, you can get this any parts of the world. So we have a lot of people listening from other parts of the world, and so they can get it that way. Or they can go to their local bookstore and have it ordered. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to a Child Self. My website, I just launched a brand new one, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. My email is nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right. So I've been reading and expounding on the areas of personal growth that relates to relationships, marriages. It's very important for us to talk about this. You know, a lot of times I feel that, you know, people don't want to hear a lot of this information, you know, but they want to get married and they have multiple marriages, marry over and over and over, you know, have adulterous relationships and, you know, they don't hear it, you know. But it's just like a smoker, you know. Say you got a smoker who, you know, sees the all the increasing commercials on TV about the dangers of smoking, you see, you know, and they don't hear it. They will keep on doing what they're doing. But see, in relationships, if you just keep on doing what you're doing, what are you going to do? You're going to have a lot of hurt people out there. I call human wreckage behind you, emotional damage, sometimes physical damage, you know, because of, why? Because of old, unreconciled issues you had in the past, low self-esteem, low self-worth, you know, you're not taught properly, you're not mentored properly, you don't have any models out here, no models, you know, but you go, you know, and you respect the religious communities, and you hear from the leader that gotta get married, you know. You're living, if you're single, you're living a sinful life. So in your mind, what do you have as a dominant theme? Get married. You find a sister or a sister, you find a brother that goes along with that, and you get married. Then what happens? You don't know what to do. You expect her to fall in line, huh? Because you have a certain image of what a wife is supposed to do. A wife, you have a certain image of what the husband is supposed to do, huh? You don't talk about it. And then they don't do what they're supposed to do according to the image that you have in your mind, you see. You know, it's like you have this image of a wife in mind, and you got it right there. She do all the things you want her to do. But this real one you have doesn't measure up to the one you have in your mind, and you're mad at that one. You say it's her fault. She's not doing what she's supposed to do. And, you know, same for the sisters also. And, you know, you don't share the image. You assume that the other person knows what's going on in your mind. You assume this. You see? Y'all weren't brought up together. You didn't have the same mother and father. You didn't have that. You didn't have the same exact influence in the house. You see? How you assume that she or he knows exactly, you know, what to do, knows her or his roles, Huh? You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. So that's why it's very, very important for us to learn formally what we're supposed to do before you get married. Yeah. Yeah. Even being a wonderful human being. See? Because of this toxic environment we're living in, you don't know how to do that either. So we have to formally learn how to become a compassionate human being. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're taking all the wrong thoughts, all the wrong images on TV, wrong kinds of music, wrong lyrics, and, you know, we're told to carry ourselves in the wrong way. Got to have this certain kind of swag. Huh? Yeah, and your life is a mess. You feel yourself in that toilet swirl, I call it. Huh? So we have to learn how to become a compassionate, empathic human being that knows about joy, fun, health, happiness. And we instill that in others by our presentation, by our energy we have all around us, thus attracting the right kind of person that feels the same way, that also exudes happiness, fun, excitement, you know, and the giver. See? If you're not a giver, don't get married. No. Learn how to be a giver first. Then you'll attract another giver into your life, and both of y'all will be given to one another, back and forth. Giving and giving thanks. Every time you receive, now you gotta joyously receive also. So you're always saying thank you. You're giving, and she's saying thank you, and he's saying thank you, and she's saying thank you, and he's saying, you know, back and forth, and so what happens? You're building an energy of joy. You're building it up. You're building it up. And it's wonderful when you do that. Fantastic. But see, we aren't modeled, we aren't mentored to do that kind of thing. We aren't brought up for that. We didn't see our parents doing that. No, we didn't see that. So we actually become damaged goods by the time, you know, we're in adolescence, and worse than adolescence, because adolescence is probably the worst period of our entire lives with all the internal and external confusion we have going on. So if you aren't rooted by the time you're 13 with a healthy household, you're really damaged goods. You got drugs, you got promiscuity, a lot of things going on in adolescence, really damaged goods. You see? So this is why, coming through that ball of confusion, we have to learn how to be an empathic, giving, fantastic human being, and then a fantastic, empathic spouse. Yes, before you're married. Okay? Now you might say, Brother Nazim, I'm married already. Should I just divorce and start over again? Well, you might have to, depending on circumstances. Ideal way is that both of y'all submit to new information. New information. Both of y'all realize that the road you're going down is not the healthiest. It's destructive for both of you. You know? She says some damaging things to you. You said some damaging things to her. Hurtful things to her. She said hurtful things to you. You see? You know, you apologize here and apologize there, but you keep doing different things, different hurtful things. So you both realize that the path you're on is not healthy, and you both realize it's time to internalize, okay, a different guidance, different information on how to become a wonderful mate, wonderful spouse. Because right now we don't know. We don't have it together. You know? And only by the grace of God, you're all still together. But you can hold on to the marriage and both learn together. That's what I'm talking about. You see, that's repairing it and improving for sure. Okay? We got to do it. You know, I'm telling you, it's really interesting. Now, if I was talking about, you know, the Lakers game, or, you know, Lakers game, Sun Devils or Spurs, and or the you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know breaking up, or anything like that, I'll get a whole lot of attention. People love that, you know. Kim, you know, Kardashian can't stay married 2 months. I mean, they would love that. They would love that, you see. They would love that. You know? But when we're talking about how to have a different life, that means not validating the life you have now. No. Throw that one away. Internalizing a different life so we can have different results. Isn't that what you really want? Different results. Yeah, stop the multiple marriage cycle. Stop it. Look, I went through it too. Okay? I'm on my fourth one. I call it fourth and final. I have the queen now, for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm living in paradise now every day. Thank Allah. All praises due to God. And you can too. You see? We have to accept new information for a new life. Yeah. That's what both of us did. Both of us, you know, listened to both personal growth development specialists and Tony Robbins. And, you know, we listen to these people and we're into it. We do it. We implement the strategies in our home. You know, we watch the language we use to one another. We listen to one another. You know, support one another. Compliment one another. Validate one another. Forgive one another. Have faith in one another and the relationship. You see? And it's a joy every single day. Yes. Every single day. Another day in paradise. All right? Okay. With that in mind, we're going to start where we left off. Communication skills. This is, I'm telling you, in case you don't know already, is the reason most divorce because of the lack of communication and listening skills. Both have to have it, not just one. Both have to have it. And so that's what I'm, you know, just really imploring you to submit to, you know, getting these skills, internalizing these skills, and practicing these skills. Role play on a regular basis. You see? Yes. See her as your queen. Sister, see him as your king. Yes. Okay? What is listening anyway? Yeah? It means to pay close attention to give your ear and yourself. Now, check that out. To give your ear and yourself. That by itself needs some, you know, some expounding on. When you give your ear to someone, that means you're taking your ears off and you're giving it to them. He says, take it. My ear is yours. You fill it up with what you want to fill it up with. Okay? I'm trusting you enough to take care of my ears. Oh, yeah. I'm trusting you enough. See? Yeah. So that's why we can do that. Okay? That's real listening. Real listening. The next part of that is to give yourself. Give of yourself. Okay? Most of us can't do that. We don't like that idea. Don't get married if you can't trust a person. If you can't feel vulnerable around a person, you feel they got to sleep with one eye open, don't do it. Stay single. Love yourself. Love being by yourself. Be healthy in your quiet space. Okay? And when you can trust, then go out there and seek a mate. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay? Yeah. So listening means to give of yourself. You have to develop and internalize sharp skills and the ability to listen objectively with a keen sense of demonstrated empathy. Hello. Y'all know what that is? Now, I talked about empathy and sympathy before. I think last week we talked about that, the difference. See, empathy is filling with. You're aligning your energy with their energy. You're filling with. There's a connection with empathy, and with sympathy, there's not. You're feeling bad for the person, give them flowers, compliment, or, you know, condolences, that kind of thing, pat them on the shoulder. But you are not connected. Okay? Empathy, you are connected. You are connected. And that's what we're talking about, see. That's very, very important to understand that. Okay? All right. So, you are to demonstrate a keen sense of demonstrate empathy. So that means you are to use your body language and all your energy and all your focused attention on how they feel. Yeah, on how they feel. Not on how you feel, how they feel. It's all about them when you're listening. Yeah. So that's real super important, you know, super important. Unfortunately, a lot of our brothers don't understand that one. Don't understand that, you know? So yeah, I hear, yeah. Looking at the game, looking at the watch, looking at the newspaper, looking at the iPhone, you know, looking at emails while they're talking to their wife, you know? Put them down. Look her in the eye and say, I'm with you. You know? We're connected. Now, baby, tell me what's going on. I want to give you my full attention. Matter of fact, I'm giving you my full attention. All right, now tell me your concern. I'm with you all the way. See, that's what you have to do. You know? So it's very important to understand how this whole thing works. You know? So demonstrate empathy. Oh, by the way, for those who are listening live online, if you want to ask questions, just hit the number one on your phone, and I'll bring you right in so we can have a nice discussion here, okay? Real, real important, real important. All right? So, everybody got that? Okay? All right? Now, when you empathically listen to others, you start to process their situation from their frame of reference instead of your own. See, like I was saying before. Yeah. You process the situation from how they're feeling. What are their ideas or opinions about this thing, huh? Yeah. True listening requires, first, that you're not preoccupied, for if you are, you cannot fully receive the information from the person, from your mate. Can't be preoccupied. Can't be talking with your hand on a doorknob. No. It's not going to work. Not going to work. You know? So that's why it's very important to do this, and, you know. And again, you know, if you're not for this, brothers and sisters, don't get married. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't ruin someone else's life. Forget about it. Don't do it. Don't play around with this. This is very serious. Okay? Body language. We need to address body language. Body language is very important communication and listening skills. Okay? Body language is referred to as nonverbal cues. Statistics say that 93% of effective communication is through nonverbal cues. All right, broken down, we have 55% body language and 38% through tone of voice. And only 7% is actual words. So this is why I coined this called the 93/7 principle of communication. Again, 93/7 principle of communication. Okay? Since the vast majority of communication that gets through is nonverbal, we have to recognize what we are communicating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now look, observe children as they model the parents' behavior. They're more influenced by the body language and tone of voice than by their actual words. Do as I say, not as I do, does not work. As we see, children, teens, and adults follow what they see and not what they hear. Okay? This goes the same for, don't think I'm not talking about marriage now. It's all related. This saying, kids be what they see, is more accurate. Okay? Yeah. How are you standing, folding your arms, leaning forward in the chair, or slouching? Look at your hands on your hips, looking at the clock constantly, one foot out of the door while talking. And observe yourselves standing while others are sitting, holding a conversation while looking at TV or on the computer or iPhone. See, we have to have some congruency about ourselves in this regard. Now, of course, the word congruent means matching, agreeing, coinciding, aligning with, you know. So it sends clear, consistent messages to the other party. Yeah, incongruency, on the other hand, leads to confusion, to non-acceptance, and then to rebellion. Man, it is so important, incongruency. Because most of us, I'm telling you, most of us are living an incongruent life. Yes, you are. Another term for that is called bifurcation. It means to divide and split up in two. You're leading a double life. Most of you out there are leading double life. Yes, you are. You believe one thing and do something else. You believe one thing and do something else. Even in Scripture, it says, God says, why do you say that which you do not? Your body doesn't operate like that. Look at your body parts. Your heart agrees with your stomach. Your liver loves your gallbladder. They all get along. They all got a part to play in making sure your body runs efficiently. It's called integrity. So we've got to have integrity inside of ourselves. God also says, do not be divided among yourselves. You know, it's all there. It's all there. So we have to live an aligned life. Align life. If you say you're about something, be about that something. Don't do that. Don't talk out both sides of your mouth. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. Like, you know, when speaking of kids, when our youth get mixed messages, the adults are sending the subtle messages to them. We don't want you to really understand my point of view. Matter of fact, in a marriage, same thing. When your mate gets mixed messages, huh? What are they really getting? Well, he doesn't really want to understand my point of view. Yeah. And, well, he is trying to hide something. Why is he doing that? You know? See, neither of these messages work. Your words have to match your body language to show that you are communicating effectively. Understanding body language increases your understanding of others and yourselves. Okay? Yeah. The whole idea of being congruent, that is so very important. Man, I'm telling you. You see it all the time. In churches, synagogues, temples, mosques, massages, you see it all the time. People are so in love inside their religious community. But see them in a grocery store. See them shopping. See them at the laundromat. And you say, are this the same person I saw Friday? I saw Sunday? At the last church banquet? Is that the same person? Different person, dressed different, talk different, walk different. Different lives. They're leading a bifurcated life. I'm telling you, inner child is mad with you. You can't have inner peace when you're living like that. Hypocrite. That's another word for it, too. Yeah. Hypocritic life. Yeah. That's why it's so important to understand congruence and the benefits of being congruent. You're about something, you know, you say you're about something, be about that something. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's very important to understand that. You see? You might be evaluating, judging, approving, disapproving, agreeing, disagreeing, confirming and or denying all by your body language. Yeah, you might say, well, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I didn't make the person think like that. I didn't say anything to make them think like that. It's not your words. And when you think like that, just remember the 93-7 principle of communication. Just remember that, okay? When someone, you know, kind of acts that way towards you or makes a comment like that towards you, ask yourself, How am I presenting myself? How am I presenting myself? Okay? Remember, words only 7%. Okay? Very, very, very important. All right? Okay. Now, as you are communicating with your, you know, with your mate, you want to ask at various intervals about their feelings. As you are asking them how they feel, they will, from the pattern that you are establishing, bond more with you and really feel validated. I'm telling you, that's very important. Very, very, very important. They got to feel validated. Yeah. It can be quite challenging to communicate and connect with those, you know, with mates sometimes. It can be. But all you got to do is be congruent, you know. Be aligned with the truth that you say you're about and the intention of bonding with your mate. That's very important. Very, very important. Okay? Everybody understand the body language part? All right, real, real important. And now, why don't you have some role plays? You know, have some role plays, and with your mate, and concentrate on being a listener. Then when it's your turn to be a communicator, see how you are with that. You know, and do it. See, when you do it formally, for you know, it's going to sound like you're acting. You know, well, in the beginning, you know, that's how it is. Because remember, we've lost our human spirit, most of us. We lost the ability to be a happy, wonderful, you know, mate. So we have to learn formally how to do this. You know, formally, yeah. Like I said earlier, we have to learn how to become an empathic, productive human being. We have to learn how to do that. We weren't modeled it, you know, we weren't modeled appropriately. So we have to learn how to do that. So same with this also. Knowing that 93% of effective communication is through body language, that means we have to really get that in order, you see, and watch how we're presenting ourselves, okay? All right? I'll be bringing the 937 principle of communication up at time and time, but now you know what it is. In case you missed it, you can always go to the online, to the blogtalkradio.com/ email Alfred and scroll down to this episode, which is Improving, Repairing, and Preparing for Relationships, Part 5, with me, Nazim Rashid. And click on it, and you can listen to it right there. And then you can rewind it anytime you want to by putting your mouse over the arrow and going back, you know, to the left and all that, or go forward. Yeah, you can do that. And, you know, you can download this whole show free of charge. You can download this right to your own hard drive and bring your own CDs and have it playing in the car, or give it to somebody as a present. You know, or how about this? You know, a couple that's getting ready to get married? Download the whole series and give it to them beforehand and say, you know, take 30 days to listen to this brother here speak, Nazim Rashid, you know, and get this book called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to a Child Self. And you give it to them as a present, along with this series. Yeah, yeah, do that. That'll be a fantastic gift for them. And that'll give them some tools so they can have a healthy, fantastic marriage. Yeah, that they probably didn't have before. All right? You can do that. Okay? Yeah, for sure. All right, everybody got that? All right, body language? Okay. All right? Now, that's so very important. All right? Now, the next area is optimism. Optimism. A lot of people, you know, might think they're optimistic. Anyway, I'm optimistic. I smile. You know, I smile sometimes. I'm okay. I'm optimistic. So are you really? You see? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Okay? You know, because think about that. You know, if you get to go into a marriage or you're in a marriage and you're not optimistic, look, sooner or later, probably sooner, that marriage will come to an end. Or it'll just be one of those dysfunctional marriages, you know, fighting all the time. You feel miserable and you don't go to bed, you know, with a big smile on your face. You don't wake up refreshed looking across the pillow and seeing who's there. Yeah. Yeah, there are couples that live like that. Yeah, for sure. All right. Okay. Now, this mindset of optimism, has to exist before any objectives or goals are realized. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, you got to have this in mind before you agree to be married. Now, break the word down. ISM, ism, means a belief in, and optim, O-P-T-I-M, comes from the word optimal and the Latin word optimus, which means the most, the max, the best, all the way, the top of. So, optimism with this in mind means the strong belief that the best is possible and probable in my life. Got that? That's the real definition of optimism. Let me say it again. The strong belief that the best is possible and probable in my life. Your life reflects your belief system. Absolutely. Your life reflects your belief system. Okay? The benefits of being optimistic are improve marriages, naturally, relationships, committed relationships, an experience of more positive rewards and positive people. Others are affected by your positive energy. Oh, man, it's contagious. Improved health. Man, a lot of us can enjoy that for sure. Oh, yeah. Improved health. Matter of fact, I was in a lab today doing some blood tests, giving some blood there. Blood tests, and I was just cheering the tech up, and telling her how it'd be nice if we had some happy dancing Snoopies or some smiley faces or some nice new age music in the background, waves, sound of waves going against the shore and all that, and improve the health. Just by me talking about that, I could see her smile, and she was feeling wonderful. She was saying, "Man, that would really improve the health and well-being of the whole entire office." Yeah. Improve health. Oh, man. I'm going to talk about later how we have a gland called the thymus gland. You can look it up. You've heard T cells in the body being our defense mechanism, okay? T stands for thymus. That's where it comes from, thymus. Yeah. How just feeling good will improve your immune system. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it later on. All right, your goals and objectives are realized. Another benefit. Self-esteem raised. Self-image expanded. Ooh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Man. Overall good feelings increased. Oh, yeah. Overall good feelings increased. Man. We all have choices to make. It is amazing to me. When I see people from various segments of our society, be it the highly intelligent, well-dressed, affluent ones, or the misfortunate ones making wrong, unhealthy choices on a regular basis. Now, when you use the term wrong, I'm referring to that which is unhealthy on a physical, emotional, or mental level. The idea of cause and effect comes to my mind here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say you're driving and there is a big hole in the street up ahead. You notice the hole, decided to ignore the warning, and go right into the hole. Well, you have made a choice, isn't that right? That was not healthy for you and possibly those with you. Now, maybe you didn't actually, see the hole, but others in the car did. You have no reason to disbelieve them, but you still ignored their warnings going into the hole. You made a conscious choice that was not healthy, and those inside your car suffered the consequences of your decision. How would that make you feel afterwards? Hmm? Yeah, think about that. How about this one? It's funny. You wake up on Monday morning, and you made the choice of being in a bad mood because it is Monday. Oh, man. Your weekend is over. Your playtime is over. Your relaxing time is over. Oh, boy. Your late sleeping in the morning time is over. Mm. Your job that you don't necessarily like is facing you. Oof, with misery. The people on the job reminding you of what you don't like are facing you. Mm. All the problems in your life are resurfacing, all because it is Monday morning. By the way, Did you know that the vast majority of heart attacks in this country happen on Monday morning? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go over the scenario. Your new day is not going well at all. Stub your toe getting out of bed. You go sit on the toilet and the seat is up without you noticing. You have the awful Monday morning on your mind as you sit on the cold edge. You get in the shower and the hot water doesn't come on for some reason. You're now getting angry and more frustrated. You can feel your pulse getting more louder and louder. Next, some family member moved your toothpaste and mouthwash. As you yell at family members, blaming them for this crime, you remember leaving it in the other bathroom. You slip on the floor because your feet were still wet. You're now off your schedule and your stress level goes up as you look at the clock every 2 minutes. You inhale your coffee as you grab a quick peanut butter and jelly sandwich to eat in the car. You notice as you start the car that your socks don't match and your shirt has a coffee stain on it. You finally get to work, pull into the employee parking lot and find out that someone is in your parking space. You've had it. Man. After you get help from the security guard and finally get into your office, you are now 25 minutes late and your boss is coming your way with a frown on his face. Oh, okay now. Let's examine this scenario. Murphy's Law just happens sometimes, right? It is just the toss of the coin. All right, we're going to examine this in a little bit. Now, let's turn this around. Let's look at the same scenario with different conscious choices. Okay? All right, here we go. You go to bed the night before feeling great and appreciative for all the good that you have. Oh, yeah. You keep in mind your loving family members and the warm, comfortable house. Yeah. Also in your mind is the bed you're about to lie down on that is going to mold your body to a restful, tranquil sleep. You keep in mind the job that you have been blessed to have that's so appreciative of you improving the bottom line of the business. It is paying you, which is providing the necessary income to support your household. Monday morning falls and you wake up refreshed from having a peaceful rest. You wake up before the alarm clock because your body is anticipating a new and wonderful beginning. Yeah, feeling great. Yeah, you get up fully aware of your surroundings like the dresser drawers and the legs on the other bedroom furniture so you can glide past these things, avoiding any mishaps, and proceed into the bathroom. You expect the best, knowing that you are worth the best, deserve the best, and going to receive only the best. Now, see right there. Let me pause right there. Did y'all get that? That is a good affirmation to say every single day. Matter of fact, several times a day. Make an I statement. I expect the best, knowing that I am worth the best, deserve the best, and are going to receive only the best. Now, say it right now. I bet you feel better just right now. Just saying it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, back to the scenario here. The morning routine is flowing with your intentions and expectations. Everything is in place, and you have time to prepare and eat a nice, nutritious breakfast because you are way ahead of your schedule. Yeah. You relax as you eat and check yourself in the mirror one last time before you leave. Yeah. As you look at yourself, you say self-esteem building statements and affirmations. Oh, yeah. You might say, hey, it's okay to do, as you look in the mirror, I love mirror work. You know, those of y'all who know me already have Follow my work, you know, I always talk about mirror work. So you look in your reflection and you say, hey, I love you. You look like $1 million today, man. Look at you. Sharp. Love your swag. I approve of you. You're going to produce miracles today. You are such a blessing to your company. Yeah, you might even say some I am affirmations in there. I am worthwhile. I am a worthwhile, contributing, happy human being. I am protected and guided toward that which is beneficial to me. I'm receiving money from known and unknown sources. Ooh, that's a good one, huh? Yeah. You have a relaxing drive to work. Your parking space is open and you arrive early. You notice everyone is smiling as they greet you. Your boss is happy to see you, and she compliments your appearance. You might be saying, well, that sounds good, but that never happens to me. Only on TV. Yeah, that kind of thing only happens in the movies. That just isn't real. Look, I'm a realist. I don't know anybody that has a morning like that. That's a lot of Pollyanna BS. Well, the fact is that it does happen to many people each and every day. Yeah. A lot of people don't act like you do, think like you do, have the same negative mindset as you do. Whole lot of people. Yeah. It is these people who understand the great secret. Now, remember the secret that came out a few years ago by Rhonda Byrne? Yeah. She has in her book many personal development specialists, everyday people, who testify to the benefits of using the secret. When you understand the secret or the law of attraction, you discover that you attract what you are thinking about. Yeah. Yeah, you attract what you're thinking about. So if you're thinking about having, you know, a mate, since it's all about relationships here, marriages, who is loving and giving and smiling and loving you and supporting you, well, you'll get that. Yeah, you'll get that. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So we are what we think about. That's why it's important to have those great, wonderful, healthy thoughts, you know. Yeah, have healthy thoughts about you. Don't have these deleterious thoughts about the person you say you love. Don't do that. Don't do that. Not good. Not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the mind operates from a dominant thought. So if you're thinking about anything you don't want, you're going to attract that same thing to you. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? Because that is the object on your mind. For example, you wish your headache would go away. You are thinking about this headache repeatedly. You start to feel worse because the headache hasn't gone away and might have increased. What happened here? Well, the only object on your mind was your headache. Yeah, was your headache. So since your mind focuses on the object you are holding on to, it draws the object to you. Your headache stays with you and maybe increases. Yeah, for sure. You drew the headache and more of it to you by your thoughts. You might say, that's not true. It is true. The mind doesn't accept negations. You might say, that isn't fair. I said that I did not want the headache, and not that I wanted the headache. But see, your mind doesn't hear the word not. Only the object. The mind heard, quote, I want the headache and more headaches, unquote. So, by the law of attraction, you receive more headaches. Knowing how this universal principle works, wouldn't it be a better idea to hold the object of what you really want instead of what you don't want? Man, people do this all the time. You know, in relationships, you have conversations about what you don't want. Ask yourself, what do you want from your mate? And then imagine that. Imagine them doing it. Think about the good things about them instead of the bad all the time. Instead of, you know, pointing out the flaws. I'm telling you, sisters, you know, a lot of sisters do this more so, I think. You know, I remember last year on April 23rd, you said so-and-so, and you meant it. You know, and you have no idea what she's talking about. You see? Yeah, so very important. You know? Now, there are some prerequisites before you receive your goodies, you know. You have to be a good visualizer. Of course, you know, I've been talking about it all the time. You know? You have to really see yourself enjoying the benefits. Join the benefits of the idea or object on your mind. In other words, you need to apply strong feelings to your prize. This is why it's best, you know, to have couples before they get married go through this. Yeah. And feel the feelings of having a happy mate now. Happy mate, yeah. Feel what it feels like to have just the one perfect for you. And I can use the word perfect in this context. Perfect for you, not for anybody else. Yeah. Close your eyes and imagine that you're already enjoying. Okay? This is general things, but this helps in the whole idea of optimism. Close your eyes and imagine that you're already enjoying the car of your dreams, that soulmate, that prosperity partner. Yeah. That job that fits you, that business opportunity, that publishing deal, that vacation in Jamaica. Yeah. The monthly massage at the resort of your choice. That diverse stock portfolio. That mortgage paid off. That credit debt made history. That family becoming peaceful again. Isn't that wonderful? I don't care how much chaos you've gone through in your relationship. Just imagine the family, you and yours, becoming peaceful again. You know, seeing that special gleam and glow in that person's eye. Yeah. Enjoying going to the beach and just watching the sunset. Just enjoying that energy of holding hands or hugging and watching the sun go down. What a marvelous picture right there, scenario. Or going to the mountaintop and looking at the landscape there and just holding one another while you're looking at the beautiful artistic work of God. Yeah, just imagine how that would feel like, you know? Yeah, for sure. To work together in the kitchen, work together on a project, and knowing that this is your life mate, this is your prosperity partner, your soul partner, this is your real deal here. Yeah, get those feelings, and you'll start attracting that same thing for another person. You see, the law of attraction states that whatever you think about, you bring about. The way we think is a choice that we make. See, we just make the wrong choices too many times out here, you know? Yeah, wrong choices. So all we got to do is just learn how to make the better choices, you know? Now, speaking of choices, here we go. I got a whole bunch of choices here. We can think good thoughts, or we can think bad thoughts. We can think about what we really want. See, we got to make a mental shift here. Or we can think about all the problems that are overwhelming us with her or him, you know. We can think about the health and all the good that we have physically. Or we can think about infirmities of the aches, pains, and discomforts that we have. We can think about the money we have been blessed to have, the wonderful financial future that awaits us because we deserve it and feel that it is already ours. Or you can think about all the debt that you have and the negative future more debt will bring. We can think about the wonderful job and opportunity we have to make an honest living, providing for ourselves and our family members, enjoying the great freedoms and comforts that most of the world will never see, and at the same time learning about what we really need to have in order to be comfortable and nourished internally. Or giving about the job that is suffocating us, draining us of our energy, sucking all the time and life out of us. elevating our stress and blood pressure, taking us from our family, paying us just enough to disqualify us from getting government assistance. So that's a big one. Making us work around people that we cannot stand and bringing out the worst in us. Isn't that miserable? Just saying that, you know, brings on dark feelings. You know? Now, we can think about the initial reasons we fell in love with our mates and a list of wonderful qualities that attracted us to them. Oh, yes. Or we can think about all the character defects, personality quirks, and bad domestic habits and bad home training. See? Now, we can think about the calming music that we are hearing, imagining that we are driving along the coast, smelling the fresh ocean, hearing the waves crash against the shores, the seagulls above, and noticing the sailboats at a distance. Or we can think about the awful rush hour traffic jams with the car traveling 5 miles per hour for, you know, or less for miles. People looking angry, frustrated, and miserable. We can think about the little blessings that God gave us as we recognize that our young ones are in good health and the grades in school are exceptional. Or we can think about the unruly kids in the house making noise and keeping their room a total mess, giving me heartache. We can think about all the good that we have received as we ponder on the many, many blessings that we are grateful for. Tears start to form. Or we can think about pressing thoughts that sometimes pass through our minds regarding life and life lessons. You see, it is all a matter of choice. Yeah, don't you see now that understanding these basic tools here, we can have much better relationships, much better marriages, long lasting. You know what? I love interviewing those pioneers, those who have been married 50, 60, 70 years. Yeah. And ask them, you know, they all tell me the same thing. They're connected to their mates. They're connected. They're like one body. Yeah. Yeah, man. They might have, you know, better models because maybe they were brought up on a farm and, you know, just two of them handling everything, so they had nobody else. But they stay together and love being together. They're connected. They're connected. Yeah. We can be too. But see, unfortunately, you know, because of, you know, the bad histories we have to learn this formally. That's what I'm doing today, reading and expounding on ideas in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Everybody, you have to get this book. The more you support me in this effort, I can travel around the country and outside the country to spread, you know, this message. You know, I had a series on addiction and recovery and now relationships. Yeah, this 14-chapter manual. That's why it's, you know, $20, but it's 412 pages. Yeah, and you can read some of this on Amazon, Kindle. You go there, you can check some of it out there. You know, but it's very important for us to have the tools. How can you be successful in any job if you don't have the right tools? Well, that's the same in marriage. Yeah. Yeah. We can choose to be happy or choose to be miserable. You see? We are in control of those choices and no one else holds responsibility. Yeah. No one else holds that. When you choose to be happy and optimistic, according to the law of attraction, you must receive the same, which will add to your happiness and reaffirm your optimism. Yeah. Yeah. There's always something to know is wrong with you, your surroundings, or the people that you see. Always. So why focus your needed energy on these things? If some of these things get fixed, there will be just more to take its place. Why? Because you're attracting more of the same to be there. It is not going to stop. So why be in that mode of continuing to bring on more unhappiness? Why do it? How about focusing on the other side? Another side, you know, that is being ignored on too many occasions. There is a lot of right with you, your surroundings and the people that you know that you see. A rose has, check it out. A rose has a beautiful smelling, brilliant petals. It has some very sharp thorns too. So what are you going to focus on? Are you going to, you know? Yeah, what are you going to focus on? What are you choosing to receive? The prick or the fragrance? And that is so clear. I could use the rose as a metaphor. The prick or the fragrance. That's a tweet moment. Like Oprah says, tweet, tweet. The prick or the fragrance. The punishment or the reward. And that is what is really, you know, that's what it comes down to in life. Yeah, your choices. What channel is your mindset on? See, we either receive the rewards of our proper mental mindset or the punishments of our ignorance of the law of attraction. What do we really want in life? What do you want? What do you want? Ask yourself, what do you really want? Do you want to get married or not? You want to do the things necessary? If not, don't get married. Don't trouble anybody else. Don't ruin someone else's life. Don't do that. Just stay by yourself. Huh? Yeah, for sure. If you don't want to do these things, just don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Yeah. Okay? Now, it's cause and effect. You know, so that's why it's important. When you make the decisions that are not in your behalf, and the pain sets in on one level or another, we wonder, you know, as we ask ourselves, why is this happening? Why don't we think about the two universal laws you cannot escape, cause and effect and law of attraction? Yeah, very important. Now, you can understand why the subject of optimism, that's what I'm talking about now, is so important to have, you know, as a good mate. You can't give what you don't have. Like children be what they see. They do not be what you say. So the same with mates also. Same with mates. Yeah. Children don't understand that adults' admonitions and directives apart from their physical presentation. Remember the 9-3 Southern Rule of Communication? Yeah. In order for your training or molding to take place, you have to have congruence with your total language. If you don't have a firm belief in what you are saying or your body language is saying something else, your children and your mate will pick up on that. Yeah, they'll pick up on it real quick. Yeah, for sure. The results will be, you know, more arguing and arrogance and backtalk or just doing the thing that you told them not to do, you know. When you internalize optimism, that energy is also picked up by your mate. Oh, yeah. Now, here's the bright side here. When they see the best in you, which is demonstrated by your total language, aligned language, huh? You will naturally see them respond in a favorable way. So, as you're having discussions with your mate, demonstrate optimism with her or him and tell them how much you believe in the best within them. Now, don't say, I believe in you. Then I say, which you are they talking? Remember I talked about earlier, the lower self and the higher self? That's why I say, you know, qualify that. So tell them how much you believe within them. Oh, yeah. It is important to distinguish the outer self and their inner self. The outer self can err, you know, do foolish and silly things and be mean-spirited, whereas the inner self is always the self of truth, love, great potential, and is where all the great assets are hidden. Therefore, when you're consistent in saying how you love and believe in the best within them, you're going, you know, past the outer self of worldly influence. They can feel that, especially when they have done some kind of wrong and you still say the same thing about believing in their inner self and loving that which is within them. Oh, this is key. Oh yeah, when you know arguing and so forth, you still say, I still believe in the best within you. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what you're saying, what you're going through right now, or misunderstandings. I believe in the best within you. Yeah, that's heavy. Yeah, try it out sometime. Okay? Optimism is a missing factor in many of our homes. Optimism, yeah. That's why, again, like I said before, we have to learn how to become a great human being here. And that's what I'm, you know, that's my intention with this book, Reconnect It. Yeah. Yeah. Going back to children, because, you know, I go back and forth with parenting and marriage because it's all related. Because if you didn't have the correct home training, you know, whole idea of modeling in the childhood, you're not going to have, you know, the natural tendency to have a good marriage. Now, naturally, you got to learn how to do it. You see? Yeah. So children have seen many devastations, such as parents arguing. And you all can, you know, bear witness to this. Parents fighting. Early divorces. Dominating parents. Neglectful parents, absent parents, abusive parents, child custody battles, gang warfare in the streets, bullying, sibling rivalries, peer conflicts, fears of the street life, fears of uncontrolled public schools, fears of isolation and loneliness. Pessimism, see, has become a way of life. Now, this is what a lot of y'all know a whole lot about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pessimism. Many have accepted it as their burden to bear, although the inner self, the higher self, lets them know that something is terribly wrong. Yeah. Optimism will bring hope, love, and light to a dim life of despair and depression. Oh, yeah. Optimism, once modeled and consistently demonstrated, remember the big D word, will stimulate and motivate the person to dig down into their most inward possibilities and bring forth the greatness that matches their new levels of self-esteem and self-image. Yeah. Parent shows that they're optimistic about their child and says to them that they truly believe and are supportive in the best that is within them. There is nothing that child feels they cannot accomplish. Whew. That's heavy. I never had that, and probably none of y'all had either. Health, you know, the healthy-minded parent says to their child that, now remember, when I go back and forth to parenting, think about it in a marriage context also, that they see in them greatness, which is greater than anything they could imagine. They see gold mines within them. They are born through excellence, greatness, and by the grace of God. They have a promised destiny to be major contributors in life. Now, see how you can fill those blanks in with a marriage? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. See, remember, as we build up our mates, we're also building the marriage up. It's just two things, too. You believe in that marriage, that merging of life. That's what lives of a marriage is, a merging of lives. Hmm? Remember I talked about the two circles, and that's you and her? Do you bring them together? All right. So about halfway in between that part that's joined, that's the marriage. You still have some of you, and she still has some of her. But the part in the middle is not you anymore. It's not her anymore. It's a blending of your energy and her energy. Yeah. That's the unit, the new unit, the new created unit, new established unit. Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's something else. When a child hears and feels the energy of the above statements, the one I just read, you know, from the parents, this is when the seed of miracles is planted. Absolutely, the seed of miracles. Yeah. Oh, it's on my chair here. Get a little drink of water here real quick. Yeah, much better. Okay. Yep. The seed of miracles take place. But I'm telling you, whatever the child decides to do as they mature, Their objective will be seen through the eyes of optimism, excellence, and making their goals a historic fact. Yeah. When a child hears that kind of validation, that kind of optimism, man, they become super. And you're talking to your mate, building your mate up on a regular basis, and girl, that was the best salmon you made. Had the little bits of ginger in there. Oh, man, that was good, girl. Man, that was good. You've got that talent inside you. I can tell right now, God put that in you to do that. Absolutely. That was fantastic. Boy, life you're making for me, you know. Yeah, she could do wonders then, and vice versa. You see, winners in life expect to win in advance because they think like winners. They see themselves crossing the finish line before they start. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's so important. All right. Now, Dr. Dennis Waitley is one of the people I follow because, you know, like I told you before, we got to learn how to become a good human being. Well, same here with me also. So this guy, Dr. Dennis Waitley, is one of the ones I follow and study with him, and I love quoting him like some others. That way, I validate, you know, my learning resource. He says, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and winners know that they usually get what they expect in the long run. So winners accept the belief that hope and a deep, unbreakable faith forged into a fundamental attitude of positive self-expectancy is the eternal spring from which all creative, motivating energy flows, end quote. Yeah, limitations that need to be addressed here, you know. And so we have the outer expectations, and two, the expectations that you have for yourself. Okay, Dr. Waitley goes on to say, while we all try to rise to the expectations that others have for us, there's no question that our limitations and successes will be based on our own expectations for ourselves. What the mind dwells on, the body acts upon, end quote. Isn't that something? Yeah, that's something. Yeah. So most of us, if not all of us, you know, didn't grow up with this. We didn't grow up with these kind of sayings and affirmations and optimistic things, you know, and around the house. We didn't grow up with that. But it's okay because, you know what, you're getting it now. It doesn't matter that you didn't get it. It doesn't matter that your mother and father didn't get it. It doesn't matter that you didn't even have a mother or a father or neither one. Your grandmother raised you. It doesn't matter. What matters is that what you're doing from this point on, when you have new knowledge, you have new responsibilities. So that's what we're doing right today. You see? Yeah, for sure. All right? So this is what makes optimism a real step-by-step process. Too often, people hear the word optimism, they blow it off. They say, sure, I believe in the best, without knowing the process to make it real in their lives. I say, know what you want. Believe you are worth receiving it. Know you deserve it. See yourself enjoying it. Feel the feelings of having it. Give thanks for receiving it, and then know that it is yours. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do that now. You see, there is a certain energy attached to optimism, and when you are truly optimistic, people around you can feel it, and they in turn start to feel positive. Yeah. You see it all the time. Couples in the mall, if you sit down in the mall sometime and watch people go by, you see, you know, see married couples go by, you can tell which ones are connected or not. Some of them, they're not even walking together. She might be walking behind her, or he might be walking behind her. They're looking at the, you know, storefront, you know, designs, and not looking at one another, not talking to one another. Not even doing that. Not touching one another. You know, I've got kids. The kids are kind of just, you know, acting up, you see, and so forth and all that. Then you see other couples. Man, you can see a positive energy all around them. You see them very optimistic. They're hugging one another, holding hands. You know, they're smiling one another. You can tell. They're both smiling. Their children are smiling. Happy couple. You know, your little kid is laughing in the baby carriage as they're, you know, pushing it through in the mall there. Yeah. Happy. And by them walking by, it makes you smile. Just seeing them. Yeah. Why not choose that path to be on instead of being a grump? You know? Yeah. When I'm in a grocery store, I do this all the time. And I'm in front of the cashier, they normally ask, "How are you doing today?" It's kind of like the script. And when they see me, when they see my face, and my response suggests, "I feel so good, I feel like I'm levitating. How does it feel on the ground? I feel so high, I just feel good." They light up and start to feel better instantly. Or they might say, "What? What are you saying?" Or, "Okay, like something's wrong with this guy." Optimistic energy draws more optimistic energy to you, while those that are pessimistic won't come around or think you're crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one gal in a store, she was really grown. She had her name tag turned around. I said, "How you doing today? What's your name? I want your name tag. I want to greet you by your name." She said, "I'm not showing it to you. I'm not doing it." I had a frown on her face. I said, "I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you a compliment for the great job you're doing." "I'm not doing nothing. Why are you saying that? I got four or five sons that, they BS all the time. I know a BS when I see it." Yeah. That person is drowning in her negative, drowning in her pessimism. Pessimism has become her way of life. Yeah. When you internalize optimism, you emit an aura of protection against negative thoughts. Yeah. Negative thoughts are always going to be around. That's right. But they are at a minimum when you are charged with these positive ions. Charged. There is now no welcome mat for negativity. So why would negativity hang around when it is not welcome? Did you get that part? Woo! Like people are the same way. If you give people a welcome mat, they stay there, hang around, they'd be your best bud. But you make them feel uncomfortable. There's no welcome mat for Johnny. Johnny won't be around. Why be around when you don't feel you're welcome? You want it. Yeah. You feel better inside and outside. If you have a cold or some other type of disease in your body temple, you will get better faster with an optimistic mindset than one that is not optimistic. That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, remember I talked to you earlier when I first started that optimism can also actually improve your immune system. Remember when I talked about that? All right, well, I know I'm coming toward the end of the show right now, but I'm going to talk about the thymus gland. Thymus gland is located like right in your sternum, Yeah, right, in the middle of your chest, kind of. And this gland expands and contracts as it responds to positive and negative energy. Now think about this. When you say good things about yourself or others, the thymus gland picks up on that just by words. And automatically gets a little bigger. If you eat organic, I love organic golden delicious apples. Oh man, so sweet and wonderful, big. Yeah. The apple is positive. Eating the apple will expand your thymus gland. Yeah, for sure. Now, you're a smoker. Tobacco shrinks your thymus gland. I'm going to say, this is a bit more healthier tobacco. Mm-mm. Thymus gland doesn't like it. You could place, if you ever see anybody doing muscle testing, where you put the arm out, kind of parallel to the floor, and the person uses like two fingers and pushes down on your wrist. I'm sure maybe I've seen this. You could place a cigarette, right on that chest area, and have the person hold it, then their arm, on the slightest touch, it will go right down. It will go down. Why? Because what happened to that thymus gland shrinks a little bit, and what happened to the energy is connected to your deltoid muscle. shoulder. Yeah. And by getting a weak message from your thymus gland, it goes down. Now, take the cigarette away, put that same organic, golden, delicious apple right in your chest. Put your arm out there, have someone push down slightly. What happens? Your arm stays up. Yeah, this is magic. This is how God designed you. Yeah, arm stays up. Now, that thymus gland puts out T cells in the body. All right? More it's enlarged, the more T cells are in your bloodstream. The less size it has, the less amount of T cells are in your bloodstream. So, your bloodstream has all kinds of stuff. Cancer, cancer cells come to bear, and all kinds of stuff comes. You got a lot of, dangerous, fatal, potentially fatal. Yeah, called antigens. Coming to your body all the time. So the T cells help fight them off. So if you have a large army, kind of look at that like that. Large army in there, they can fend off those little cancer cells, all the things coming to your body, colds and viruses. You can knock them out the way. It's a large army, right? But you got a smaller army, it's less likely to do the best job because why? It's in smaller numbers. If your thymus is smaller, it lets out smaller T cells. Yeah. So as you're happy, the thymus gland is big. As you're eating good food, organic food, wonderful salads and fresh fruits and vegetables. Huh? Yeah. They go grilled salmon with the little bits of garlic in there. Yeah. Thymus gland loves that. So being happy improves your immune system. Yeah. Being happy improves your immune system. So going back to marriages, when you see couples are happy and smiling one another, their immune systems are automatically raised. They have less sickness in the house. Less sickness. Yeah. Yeah. They might have relatives that are doing all kind of things, aspirin all every day. The doctor says, take me aspirin every day. Aspirin and ibuprofen and all that, and the naproxen, all kind of pills. And you and your mate are happy. Hey, you're bicycling every day. You're happy. You're smiling. Right now I'm drinking my wonderful water. And I put a drop of peppermint in my water. Try it sometimes. There's one drop of peppermint in your water. Oh, man, tastes good. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So that's the truth. That's the truism there. Your thymus gland. So that's why it's so important to ingest the right things. Because when you do, I'm telling you, it helps you and helps your mate. When both of you are doing this, man, you're a fantastic power. You're a power couple then. Yeah, you're a power couple. Both of y'all smiling and making other people smile around you. Your immune systems are up and you feel better. Absolutely. Your T cells are plentiful and your immune system has just received a boost. Happy, optimistic, rejoicing, grateful, flowing with love. Yeah. When you're in this state, your thymus gland is at full capacity. Conversely, when your thymus gland is smaller, you have less protecting T cells in your bloodstream. Your immune system is compromised and you are open to whatever viruses and diseases are lurking around. When you're holding grudges, you're lying, harboring some negativity such as hate or revenge, ingesting illegal or even legal drugs, thinking injurious thoughts, thinking bad thoughts. Yeah, that would do it too. Thinking thoughts, negative thoughts about somebody. Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it right there. Yeah. All right, so that's very important. So tell you what, we're going to close out right now, but like I was reading and kind of expounding a little bit from the book, my website is cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. My website, I'm Nazim Rashid. You can email me. I love to hear your feedback. I love feedback. nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, my show. I'm a host of what's called the Reconnected Show, based on my book. Yeah, yeah. If you call this number every Saturday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 11 o'clock Arizona and Pacific Time at 1-347-994-2524. 347-994-2524. If you go online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Just remember, /reconnected, and you'll be right there. We have a live show this Saturday. I have Charlotte Spicer, who's a friend of East Coast, actually. And she could talk about the dynamics of a healthy relationship. See? Again, a relationship. The dynamics of a healthy relationship. Yeah, yeah. So she'll be on talking about that. So we're trying to present tools so everybody has the best marriage possible. Yeah, for sure. Instead of, you know, having all the negative tools you've had before, those aren't working. So accept something new in your life, and you have something new in your life. That's real important, real important. Yeah, go to my website. I just produced a new website this past weekend, new and improved. So I got a video there, a welcome video, plus two other videos, parenting and relationships. Yeah, look at those, you know. And get back to me. I love it. You know, a lot of people have bought the book. Matter of fact, Imam Alfred, the reason I'm on right now, because Imam Alfred, who runs this time right now, gave me this time slot because he's got the book, and his life has been changed through this book. Yeah, yeah, he understands what I'm doing here. And so he wants to give me more exposure to the East Coast and allow you a calling from the East Coast. So get the book. Barnes & Noble has it. You can go and walk in, you know, walk right into the store and order right there, and they can get it for you also. Get this book. It's very important. You know, if you want me to sign it, you have to go to cloudsofabundance.com and go to the products page and hit the Buy Now button. Remember, Buy Now. Click it, and you're directed to a PayPal link, and you can get it that way. And I'll sign it personally, mail it to you personally, okay? All right? All right, so we're going to close the show out now. I'll be on next week with, I think, part six. We could continue with the area of optimism. You know, we need help out here. So, you know, acknowledge that you need help, and then say, God, I'm ready to receive help. And when you do that, then God answers your prayers. Give you somebody or something that will help you to learn how to be a healthy, productive human being. And then a healthy, productive mate. Yeah, that's real important. All right? Okay, so I'll leave right now with the greens of peace that only God can give with you. Remember, there's a lot of peace out here. When you see a drunk person on the street, he's got peace too. He's happy and, you know, I was like that too at one point. But that's not God's peace. No. Arabic is called aslam. That's not God's peace. You know, so I leave you with the peace that only God can give be with you. All right? Assalamu alaikum.